had some symptoms. I want to say early this morning.
Yeah.
Came in, got some treatment. They were just being smart with it, but we'll not rush it. We'll be patient, and we'll let the process play out.
Did you practice yesterday?
No. Matter of fact, I think yesterday it started. So tried to give it a day and get some rest and some treatment, and now we'll basically allow the process to play out, and we move forward.
What part of the back is it? Is it lower back?
Don't get me into lying. The experts will explain all of that, but he's out indefinitely.
It sounds kind of grim when you say it that way, because rather than saying maybe miss a game or something, it sounds like it might be possibly be something that would be...
No. We just don't know.
Yeah, right.
So that's all it is. There's nothing that red flag anything. We just don't know. You know, that's all.
Mark, obviously you've dealt with that for much of the year with this.
My back is fine. Okay, I'm sorry.
But is it disappointing, especially in light of how well he played on the second half of back-to-back for the first time all year?
You know, at the end of the day, we realize that this is a process. We know how important he is to this basketball team. And this is something we didn't expect, but at the same time, we'll take care of it and move forward. I'm very comfortable and confident in what Beatrice and also Festus can do and what they have done for us as a basketball team.
Was he having any tests done, x-rays, MRI, or anything? Do you know?
He did have an MRI today, and we do not have the results yet, but he did have an MRI today.
That Tony Parker's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a heck of a basketball player, having a great year. I hear all the chatter about him being in the MVP discussion. Certainly deserves to be in the discussion. Has been a rock for that team. He's a guy that you got to highlight because he's the engine that gets them to go. His ability to break down the defense, playing pick and rolls, push the basketball. He's playing as good as he's played, and that's saying a lot for a guy that has a great body of work.
I think guys are excited to put those new jerseys on tonight.
Yeah, thrilled. I think at the end of the day, it is a privilege and an honor to be the first team to wear it. This fan base deserves it. This organization deserves it. But at the end of the day, we have a game to play against a big time, opponent, but it is good to get the recognition, and I'm sure we'll be trending topics and all of that, and there'll be a lot of dialogue about it. But the bottom line is we're looking to win a ball game.
$300 stand by.
Is that how much it costs?
Top,
just the top.
I guess it depends on whose jersey it is. No, but they really to me I like the look. And I always played in long sleeves, so I would have no problem with it.
You study Popovich. What's his secret?
He's the best in the game. And he's one of the greatest coaches in sports history, in my opinion, not just basketball. But he's a guy that gets it, preaches the right message, understands that basketball is not life, and he gets his guys to buy in. He's, he's off the charts. And I got a lot of respect and appreciation for him.
They're up by 20 last night, and you can see him on the sideline yelling, play like you're behind.
Well, he's, the guy's an unbelievable coach. And it's amazing when you look year in and year out how they find ways to get it done. Now, he has some great basketball players, but that does not minimize what he's done as a coach and who he is. He's as good as it gets.